Hi, I'm Troidal Power, host of Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. It's an audio-only Let's Play podcast where I play video games and tell you about them. It's like Twitch for your ears. You can find Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power on probablywork.com, geektogeekmedia.com, or you can look for me on Patreon to sponsor an episode. Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power. Let's play video games.
Dear listeners, and welcome to another Bill's RPG Trappings. Now, this is going to be an audio-only Let's Play for you lucky, lovely people. Just firing up the old Vita. Start the game now. Yes, got my Vita out, people. Got my Vita out. I've whipped out this bad boy and flopped it onto my desk. Because, I love the Vita. And anyway, you're probably wondering, what are you going to be playing today, Bill? Because I've decided to just listen to your podcast without ever reading the title or the episode descriptions. Let's face it, no one reads the episode descriptions, but most people read the title of the episode. So, long, long ago, in an age past, I'm not going into Wheel of Time. long ago, I did start, I think I did two or three episodes on my old Patreon, a Romancing Saga 3 Let's Play. And I basically got really squirreled away into the business minigame. And then I never really picked it back up. So I've decided to come back to the game and restart. And you know, I had all good plans as well. I even spoke to the genius that is Mr. Ice Storm. So Colin, Saga Jesus himself. He's a bit of a legend, in all honesty. And he said, just fire up your game. Get your new game plus any sort of skills and stuff you've already learnt will flop over and you'll get all your money as well. So that'll be pretty easy, nice easy start to the game. So I fired up my Vita and it looks like I'd uninstalled the game. When I reinstalled it, all my saves were gone. So lucky me. So I'm actually going to restart the entire game from scratch. You lucky, lucky people. But luckily I've had some advice from the Jesus himself of Saga, Colin. So yep, we're going to be playing Romancing Saga 3 today. Hopefully the audio is good for you. So this looks a bit quiet on the thing. I'm going to turn it up. AVLS. Oh, here's my first trapping, people. The good old... it's going to make me quit the game. It's going to make me close the game. The AVLS settings are on, so it's actually stopping me from turning it up too loudly. You bastard, Vita. Let's turn that shit off. Now, I love the art style of Romancing Saga. And Romancing Saga 3 especially, it's kind of got this like golden Aztec look to it. But they've mixed in a couple of other little sort of cultural references in there. And then it also has the very classic... I'm going to have to find out who the artist is. Because this is the same sort of artwork they had for Saga Frontier. And it's just really, really cool where you've got all the characters on the screen. And yeah. So basically, I'm going to try and do something in this game where I cheese... Thomas a little bit to make him into a really cool blue mage. Blue mage? God, sorry, I've been talking FF5 too much with Kai. I'm going to cheese Thomas a bit to make him into a good mage, but I'm actually going to main Sarah for this playthrough. And maining different characters is very complex in this game. Now I'm going to read you the opening crawl here. Got to go quick as well. It doesn't go sharp for long. So... Once every 300 years, the rise of Maelstrom, an event where the dark star blocks out the sun, threatens the existence of our world. All born in that year are doomed to perish before its end. Whether man nor beast, none have a chance at survival. And the star blocks out the sky, creating a blue aura.
However, there came a time when a soul child did survive. He was enchanted by the magic of death, and in using it to conquer the world, he became known as the Archfiend, using Abyssgate to unleash the Sinstrals, the four lords of the Abyss. Yet one day, he simply vanished. Da-da. Music is so good. So we see a figure, the back of a warrior, holding a sword with his ponytail. From that time on, the Sinstrals crushed the world under their heel. Another 300 years passed, and again a child denied fate. She did not give in to the same powers that controlled the Archfiend and came to be known as the Matriarch. With the age of the it's been nearly two decades since the previous arriving of Maelstrom, and 300 years since the appearance of the Matriarch. Humanity now stands at the flunctrum between hope and despair. Will there be another child of the destiny? Will the child of righteousness, evil, or another force that the world cannot fathom? And the star removes itself from in front of the sun. And that, my friends, is the plot arc to Romancing Saga 3. So let's start this new game. We have previous data, no, because I haven't got any additional content. Yes. So I'm going to choose Thomas. Yeah, I'm just going to call him Thomas. We're going to put him with the Scholar Star. And with no signature weapon. Which gives him a magic points of 27. Do you want to use this character? No. Click no. There we go. I'm going to go back, back. Back. Now I can re-choose my character. I'm going to go female and Sarah. I'm just going to call her Sarah. Now, I don't actually know what to give her here. I'm going to go Monarch's Star. Oh, pushed wrong button. No, not Sarah A. Sarah. Yeah, Zeus, which is the Monarch's Star. I'm going to choose that. And I'm going to give her... I'm going to give her a bow. Why not? I don't think I need to really do much with her. And click yes, and we're going to start Sarah's story. So we're outside of an inn. There's Sarah, there's Thomas as well. Looks like the coast is clear, says the man with green hair. Oh, and there's all lightning and thunder going on. There's a storm a-coming. I'll trade monsters for lightning any day of the week. Sis, why do monsters hide when there's lightning? Guess the same reason why cute little puppies do, too. I knew there was a reason why I called Sarah cute as a puppy. Let's go inside before it starts raining. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to try and cut out all these coughs. I've not been very well the last week. I'm getting better slowly, but my voice is still a bit croaky. Now we see lightning cracking the sky, and then there's a lady on a horse riding past on the screen. Yeah, the screen starts panning to the side to catch up with it. The sprite work in this game is phenomenal. You know, this was an SNES game, and this is probably some of the best sprite work I've ever seen. Now the horse slowly comes to a stop. No, no, your legs cannot give out. I've got to reach him, says the blonde-haired lady in the purple cape. Oh, and the rain starts to come down. She checks the horse over, and she starts to walk away. She takes another look back at her horse, and then continues to walk. She's obviously sad that she's leaving her horse behind for some reason. So the camera starts to pan, to zoom, to catch up with her, but we can't. She's not coming into screen yet. Oh, we can see a house in the background with lights on, which looks like the inn, probably, where the other characters have just gone in. Well, yeah, here comes the green one. Welcome, young hero, says the barman. Man, it's really coming down out there. Doubt we'll have to worry about goblins so long as this keeps up. Tom, do you mind if I talk to Ellen? Okay, so I recognise Thomas, obviously, because I just went to his character select screen. He's kind of got like almost like a dark green hair. You know, sort of like leaves on a tree in autumn before they start turning brown. And then there's a guy with green hair who I recognise from my last playthrough, but I can't remember his name yet. And then we've got Ellen and Sarah. Ellen's got the same kind of colour green hair as Thomas in a ponytail, and Sarah's got her kind of like almost like two ponytails going on with a slightly lighter green, but not as green as the guy. So I've got the green hair gang going on here. By all means, says Thomas. Sarah, why don't you come with me? I could use your help rustling up something to eat. Pardon us, sir. Permit us to run... What? Oh, he just walked into the kitchen. And Sarah has too. Tom, you really can do everything, can't you, says Sarah. Well, it's a tradition for the men in the Bent family to to be raised, multi-talented. I don't know why I laughed. There was a footballer called Darren Bent, used to play for Spurs. Loved him. Couldn't hit a barn door with his head. Anyway, I'm not going to get into football references. Not the place for it. We don't believe in making the women cook and clean while we go out winning glory on the field of battle. My grandfather really drilled that notion into me.
Drilled?
Surely there's a nicer word you can use. Well, it's the truth. Legitimately terrifying. I wonder how Julian's doing. Someone, please, I need a horse. Oh, the girl with blonde hair runs into the inn. You okay there, miss? It's no time to be running about outside. I've horses, young lady, says the barkeep. Do yourself a favour, says the black guy at the bar. That young lady is sister to the Marquis of Lyon. Isn't that right, Lady Monica? It must be something serious to find yourself in this tiny village, run off your feet, sopping wet. None of my business, if you ask me.
Lady Monica? Says the green hair guy. I think Julian was his name. The Marquis' sister? Here, in such a storm? Then it's all the more reason.
We should help rather than turn our backs. Lady Monica, what happened?
I need to get a message to my brother Mikhail. Please, I must not delay. Hey, Pops! Can you lend us some horses? You're going to charge headlong into a forest overrun with monsters in the middle of the night?
No one's that stupid, says the barkeep. If she says we've got to go now, we've got to go now.
He's right. The other girl, Ellen, was it? He's right. You're no good if you go by yourself. I'll come too.
Sigh, says the random guy at the bar, who we don't know who he is yet.
And how about you, mister? Your bark... you bark out a tough game, but is your bite just as tough? Says Ellen.
I hope you at least have an idea what's going on here. In the 3 months since the Marquis France passing, there's been trouble with Macar's ascent to power. Someone wants him out, and while he's away from the castle is when they'll strike. You won't see a single arum for your efforts if they're busy burying him next to France. And Missy here appears to be without her purse. I will never work until I get paid.
The House of Lyon has protected the people of this land, says Julian. As if they were family. It's time we repaid their efforts in turn.
Sir, you seem
quite capable, says the barkeep. I've no money, but I do have horses. Would that interest you at all?
Horses? I suppose they'll do. So, are you two coming?
Julian, I'll be happy to be of assistance, says Thomas.
Tom, I knew I could count on you.
Sis, I'll go too.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll stay here.
Why are you treating her like such a child, says Julian?
Because she is a child. Yeah, she was 16, according to the menu screen.
I mean, she's my little sister, and I'm worried about her.
Spare me the family history. Just make up your minds.
All four of us will go, says Thomas.
Thomas? Very well, then. Says the black guy. Then my blade, by my blade, the Kashmin, I swear no harm shall come to you as we travel.
Did you say the Kashmin? That means you're the legendary tornado.
Yes, some have called me that before, but the name is Clade.
Julian Nord. Ellen Carson.
I'm her sister Sarah.
I'm Thomas. Thomas Bent.
It's my good fortune to make your acquaintance, says the lady. Mikhail? No, it was Mikhail's sister. Monica. Monica. I am Monica.
Or should I protect? Well, that's all well and good, but first, Lady Monica, you should rest. Eat, recover your strength, and we shall depart at dawn.
No, there isn't time. We must make haste.
Absolutely not. You wouldn't last 10 minutes in your condition. A good night's rest will enable us to make swifter progress tomorrow. And the screen darkens.
Music. It's just absolute chef kiss.
Be sure to guard Lady Monica closely. You can leave the monsters to me and my sword.
And everyone just magically goes into Sarah. So I'm on this lovely, beautiful green map with... trees and bushes and things around. There are enemies walking around. I'm going to enter the menu and I'm going to have a look at my formation because I want to get into commander mode.
So I need to move Sarah to the back. Okay, so I've got a 5-person formation, and I can see Monica is currently at the back. So how do I change where these people are? There's Free For All, Whirlwind, Hunter's Gambit, and Desert Lance. And there's all their data, so let's go back. Right, there we go, so I've swapped Monica and Sarah around in Free For All. Oh, right, so yeah, she's now my commander. So I've got Whirlwind. No, sorry, I've put Ellen in that spot. No, Ellen. Swap with Ellen, please. There we go. There we go. So Sarah's at back. So she's my commander. Formation skill. Fusion spell. Whirlwind. Hunter's Gambit. Nope. Desert Lance. Oh, yeah. So that puts Clade out in front and the rest kind of in support role. I'm going to leave it at that in a moment. I need to find out more about commander and formations. I'm supposed to get to Gembu's formation or something, according to Colin. Actually, yeah, this is a good moment, I think. Let's quickly quiet this down a second. So big shout out to Colin. Colin's a good friend of mine. Has been for a little while now. He's up in freezing cold Canada. But he was very kind to give me lots and lots of advice on starting a new game. And so, yeah, I just mentioned the Gembu thing there, so I'll just sort of read off what he says. So Sarah will practically get no skill levels, but that's 100% okay, because when you're in the commander role, you basically don't level up. You're kind of out of shot, and it's supposed to be they're calling like the shots, as it were, for the team in front. There's one small area she'll need some, but it's not really necessary. There's a side quest that will have her do a couple of battles, but her HP will increase even as commander. So as long as she has some armor, skills, decent weapons, everything will be fine. Group combos will play such a major role in damage output with Sarah in commander mode. So if you choose Sarah as your main, you'll want to spend about 90-95% of your time in commander mode. It's also governing skill choices, kind of random battles, as it's as close to auto battle as you get in Romancing Saga 3. Now, I am a bit of a cheese captain, but I'm not trying to cheese the game completely. I just really liked the commander mode last time I was in it. So I was like, what can I do to make this game like not a horrendous chore where I have to restart it 7 times. So what's a good party to get together? Now, he didn't say which characters to use, but he told me which weapons I should be using. So he thinks I should have one person with a one-handed sword, a rapier, 2 spellcasters, 1 earth, 1 other, and 1 of my choice. I mean, like fist, axe, spear, or bow. So I'm going to try and get someone with an axe. That's my plan. I'm also going to have Thomas, who's going to be one of my big magic damage outputs. In fact, actually, now's a good point. Let's have a look. See if that trick worked with Thomas. Skills. Thomas. Magic 20. No, I don't think it quite worked. Yeah, he's got a spear as his weapon. Oh, I wonder why that didn't work. So I can forget things. Oh, I'm not sure how to do this. I've suddenly entered a skill menu where I can forget stuff. I can forget sweep. Debuff near vertical stuns enemies with your weapon. No, I'm gonna have to investigate this more before I continue. I don't want to bugger it up. But yeah, let's save my game now that I'm through like the opening sequence. Ooh. I got too used to the switch. I keep pressing circle. Here we go. There you go. Save my game. So yeah, this game is incredibly, incredibly complex, and so I'm gonna sort of talk about a few things as I go through the game. I'm gonna get into a battle quickly. Oh, listen to the music. So I've surprised the enemy. Clade's out in front. I'm going to use... Oh, wow. I've got loads of options here. I'm just going to use Desert Lance. Clade attacks. 102 damage. Thing dies. What do I get? Spear, short sword, level up. HP increase for Ellen. Thomas gets a HP increase too. Awesome source. So I forget how this works. So that's it. So I can run. Let's get into another battle. So if I remember rightly, as long as I don't get surprised, formation broke. Oh no. Free for all. I'm fighting these wolves, by the way. They look really cool. They're called Lobos. Clade again hits it, one hit, dies. I'm getting some increases. Oh, Ellen's got axe and club. I wonder if she's good with an axe. So yeah, I'll have to look into which characters I want to use for which type of weaponry. But as I said earlier, that's what I'm going to try and get together. So my formation hasn't broke this time. Oh, he's actually bit me. And I think this being a saga game, so I've got 6 damage for Clade. I should be 4 health afterwards. Clade's level up a little bit. Oh, it's a shame the music always starts from the beginning. Right, I can run. So I think there are some areas where if I run, it's going to... Oh, my formation broke again. I'm obviously not in that great a formation for what I'm trying to do. Thomas hits it with a bow. Oh, so Thomas has got a bow. So I wonder if I need to unequip him to get a magic boost. And Mikhail's getting some good level ups with a short sword. Sorry. Formation broke again. What am I doing? Wonder why. Oh! Hey! Brisk slice. Sweet. Clay just did a new move. So yeah, he got a little light bulb come up above his head. And then he did a new move. Oh, lots of increases there for Thomas. Which is pretty cool. So that's called sparking, I believe. You spark a... Another little snake. You spark a talent, as it were. And that's how you learn the move. Formation's broken again. Not doing very good against these snakes. Oh, he sparked another move. Knee split. Okay, he's doing pretty good in free-for-all. Maybe I should just switch to free-for-all for now. Hunter's Gambit. Produces him. I know it puts Clade at the back. Don't like that. Whirlwind. Yeah, that looks pretty cool. I'll try Whirlwind for a little bit. See if anyone will like... Oh, yeah, let's... number one rule of Saga. Save. Save often. Okay, right. I got myself into a little dead end there. So, yeah, again, just like very straightforward sort of woodland dungeon, as they can call it. Formation broke again. Man, these snakes just got no chance. So whenever my formation is broken, I always go into the free-for-all formation. So they're just all my characters are in a line, basically. Whereas if I actually get my formation, it's kind of like they almost look like a wing attack at the moment, where you've kind of got 2 support, 1 in the middle and then 2 at the back, but on the very far edges. Formation broke again. Yeah, see, I need to learn more. I need to learn more about this. But at least I'm one-shotting the snakes. Yeah, Julian got some increases. Yeah, see, I'm getting lots of increases. So, Saga's very interesting in the fact you don't get EXP. You, formation broke again. Got double enemies this time. I've got a dog and a pixie, by the looks of it. And she's definitely got her boobs out, that pixie. Oh, yeah, Ellen's got a big fat axe. She does serious damage with it as well. Ellen may be my axe wielder. Sorry for the golf. Axe club level up, yeah. You receive fairy stone. Ba-ba-bum. Yeah, so you don't actually get levels. You just randomly get increases at the end of a fight. Some characters will randomly get increases. What is that? Ooh. I just got attacked by a flying bat thing. Oh, now I've got different music. Oh, my formation's stuck. What is that thing? It's coming in from all different angles. Whoa, that looks cool. So all the enemies up to now haven't really been animated, but this thing is. So I'm going to do the whirlwind attack. Is there a way of seeing what that is? No? Missed. So Clade hits it. No, Thomas misses. Delayed attack. Oh, they've done a combo attack together. 136 damage. Sick. Okay, I'm going to continue with that. That's pretty good, because Clay does 78. Oh, Ellen's actually hit this time, 71. Cladwing, it's called. Yeah, it's like this big purple, pink, blue, winged monster thing that's just flapping up and down, its tongue hanging out. Looks awesome. And the animation's all going along. Thomas just used some magic, but it wasn't actually very good. Whoa, 238 damage they just did with that delayed attack. So I think I remember delayed attack, as long as they don't get hit. So Thomas is doing Squall. So Thomas has got water magic, and I think I need to change that for Earth, like my first available opportunity, and get him to start leveling that up. So yeah, they do a delayed attack. Yeah, so as long as the thing doesn't attack them before the end of the fight, or the end of the round, when they do a delayed attack, they do like really good damage. Squall again from Thomas. I'm doing a lot of damage to it. It doesn't seem to be doing bugger all to me. Cladwing. Oh, does 21 darks. It's got dark on Ellen. Can't remember everyone's names here. So, Ellen, Sarah, and Commander. I just picked up so many characters so quickly. Not Mikhail, Monica, Clade, Julian, and Thomas. That's my team. Okay, Thomas takes a little whack, gets 7 points. Ellen comes in, 73 points. Her dark seems to have gone straight away. Oh, delayed attack coming in from Julian and thingy, and it's dead. Sweet. Sword, great sword level up for Julian. No, not too much level up. It's unbelievable. There's such powerful monsters would show up around here. Maybe the rumours about the Abyss Gates opening the Rise of Maelstrom are true. And I'm going to leave it there. This has been a trapping. And there'll be more saga. What's the saga? The saga is romancing free.
Fondly remember blowing the dust out of a golden Nintendo cartridge to get it to work?
Get the dust out of it.
Alright, here we go. Yes, let's get it!
Now the screen's gray.
Aw, man! Or those long nights when you were up late fighting Ganon and you'd hear your mom coming downstairs.
Mom!
That's Mom. Pretend you're asleep.
Wait, pause it! Pause it! Turn off the TV!
Do you think she's
don't
gone?
Make a sound.
I thought I heard two boys down here. Oh, well.
Well, Ben and Pat are here to transport you back to those exhilarating moments as the Hyrule Podcasters! Join the two brothers each week as they play through Zelda games in Nintendo's legendary series. Episodes are filled with color commentary, lightly researched facts, personal anecdotes, and more.
Hyrule Podcasters is available through Anchor on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the Hyrule Podcasters on Facebook and Instagram at Hyrule Podcasters and on Twitter at Hyrule Podcasters.